49 million people are eligible to vote in Italy's general election today. The choice is between a center-right coalition headed by media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi and a center-left grouping headed by Rome's former mayor Francesco Rutelli. And the campaign has been one of the most bitter in recent history. Polls indicate Berlusconi is favored to become prime minister, a prospect that frightens many. NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us on the line from Rome. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
Why are people scared of Mr. Berlusconi?
Well, he's said to be the 14th richest man in the world with nearly $13 billion, and there's speculation on the alleged shady origin of his riches, but he's always refused to clarify just how he built his empire, which is very big. He owns 3 private TV networks, newspapers, magazines. He has Italy's biggest publishing house, its biggest advertising agency, a big bank, an insurance company, a soccer team, and much, much more. And he's dogged by legal troubles. He's been on trial or under investigation on charges including money laundering, tax evasion, and mafia connections. He's been convicted 3 times, but the verdicts were overturned on appeal or they expired thanks to Italy's statute of limitations. Berlusconi denies all charges, claiming he's the victim of a vast left-wing conspiracy.
All over Europe, Mr. Berlusconi has been receiving a lot of critical stories, and a lot of conservative publications have been critical of him as well. Now, how does he react to all of this?
Well, the most devastating piece was a long investigative report in the weekly The Economist, which said Berlusconi is unfit to lead Italy, and Berlusconi dismissed it as rubbish. When other critical articles appeared in the Spanish, French, and German media, Berlusconi accused the left of staging an international conspiracy against Italy. He's repeatedly dismissed the problem of a potential conflict of interest. He's given vague promises that he'll resolve it within the first 100 days of his taking office. And he also faces legal problems in Spain, where magistrate Baltasar Garzón, the man who indicted former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet, wants to interrogate Berlusconi on alleged fraud by one of his TV companies.
Now, what about the European governments? Berlusconi talked about a left-wing conspiracy, but what do the governments think about his sort of right-wing allies?
Well, they're worried. There's Umberto Bossi, the populist leader of the Northern League. He's made some very strident statements against the European Union. He says it's run by technocrats and pedophiles. And he says he wants to build a 160-mile-long wall along Italy's northeast border with Slovenia to keep out illegal immigrants. The other ally is Gianfranco Fini, leader of the post-fascist National Alliance. Now, Fini is a polished speaker, but his party still has a lot of skinhead followers who don't hide their nostalgia for Italy's fascist past. So many Europeans are worried that a Berlusconi-led Italy wouldn't observe the civic standards and democratic rules of the European club.
Never let it be said these elections are not interesting. Okay, we talked about Mr. Berlusconi. Now we have to talk about Francesco Rutelli. His coalition is center-left, and they've run Italy for the past 5 years. So tell us a lot more about him.
Well, Rutelli just completed 2 terms as Rome's very popular mayor. His background is in human rights and environmentalism, and he was chosen because he was seen as the one best able to challenge Berlusconi on his own turf, which is the TV screen. But Berlusconi refused to meet Rutelli in a face-to-face debate. Now, opinion polls have persistently favored Berlusconi, but Rutelli seems to have narrowed the gap in the last few days. Nevertheless, there's a lot of disappointment with the left-wing coalition. In the last 5 years, they put the country's finances back in order, but its 8 parties have bickered constantly and changed prime minister 3 times, so there could be a low turnout and Berlusconi the likely winner.
But given everything that you said about him, why would Italians vote for him?
Well, first of all, there's an entire generation that grew up with his TV networks and a virtual world of glamour, sex, and money. And many Italians identify this image with Berlusconi himself and want to become just like him. There's another group of true believers, business people, who are eagerly waiting for Berlusconi to slash taxes. More broadly, many non-Italians wonder why people here seem so indifferent to Berlusconi's conflict of interest and legal problems. I believe the main reason is in traditional skepticism toward the state and its institutions. Now, historically, the Catholic Church considered the state the usurper of its power and for several decades commanded the faithful not to vote. And as recently as the 1950s, the Church assured Catholics that tax evasion was not a sin. On the other hand, the Communist Party, which was the largest in the West, railed against what it considered a bourgeois state. So civic society is very weak. It's always been very weak here. And with more than 100,000 laws on the books, 10 times those of its European neighbors, Italians feel harassed by the state and are convinced they need a political patron to get anything done. So it's not surprising that they admire someone who skirts the rules and cheats the state. And Berlusconi has painted himself as the crusader against what he calls a politicized judiciary.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thanks a lot, Silvia.
Thank you, Leanne.